Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well. Today is April 7th, one day before April 8th, where all of this very strange stuff is lined up to happen at the same time. Listen, I have no idea what it means. I have no idea what's going to happen, if something's going to happen. I can definitely tell you in my gut, I feel like something's going to happen. I feel like it's important. I have some theories, but of course, I'm not a prophet. I don't know. I just know that it's enough. I have never seen so many strange, bizarre, biblical, governmental things happening at the same time, like they're converging tomorrow, including last night. The FBI released a warning about tomorrow. Don't go to any large gatherings, including sporting events and the solar eclipse crowds, because apparently they have intel that something could happen. So, you know, when I look back weeks ago, there were states already declaring states of emergency for tomorrow, which I find odd. They blamed it on large crowds for the solar eclipse, but we've had large crowds for solar eclipse. We've had large crowds for Super Bowls. I don't remember them calling the National Guard as they've done for tomorrow. I don't remember them calling bio teams and hazmat teams as they have done for tomorrow. I don't recall them locking down prisons as they have done tomorrow in New York. I don't recall them making statements that large trucks are not allowed on the road tomorrow, as they've done in Texas. And I certainly don't recall any government agency warning its citizens to have 2 weeks worth of food and water and fuel in their tanks, and warning them that the communication lines will probably go down and have alternate communication. All for a solar eclipse. I'm not buying it. Something is up. I feel like they either know something's going to happen or they are planning on something happening. And then along with that, there's a lot of concern about the seismic activity, the New Madrid fault line in America, which happens to be right around that area where the X is over our country, where the eclipse is. And of course, you know, New York was rattled by an earthquake, 4.8, 2 days ago. So listen, I read my Bible, I believe my Bible, and I see these signs and my eyes are up. Now, there's one other aspect on April 8th that has really caught my attention that I just wanted to talk to you guys about. And before I do that, I would like to suggest my advice would be, it's good to know about this stuff, but I certainly am not going to be looking any further into it. I don't think engaging in dark forces, dark matter, I don't think that's a good idea, especially right now. I think the most important thing you can do is know about it and then keep your eyes on Jesus and keep your head in the Word. But there's a strange connection tomorrow on April 8th with Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley is considered the father of evil. He started the satanic occultist religion, I think he called it Thelema, back in the 1900s. But there are two aspects of it that I find fascinating. I guess the story is that he was on his honeymoon in Cairo, Egypt, and he was possessed by a demon for 3 days. And during these 3 days, this demon gave him a ton of information that he actually turned into a book. He wrote it down and released it as a book, the Law of something, I can't remember. I didn't read it, but according to the highlights of it, there's two aspects that really stand out to me. One is the general theme of this information that Aleister Crowley was getting from this demon is the demon was telling him there is going to come a time when humanity is going to have a great shift and the veil will be so thin it will be broken. I'm assuming, going back to scripture, that what he's talking about with that veil is that veil of protection that we have now that keeps demons from actually manifesting on this planet, which also lines up with what CERN is doing. The higher-ups of CERN have come out and said they are trying to open portals to different dimensions and they don't know what's going to come through. There's a lot of satanic symbolism and imagery around CERN. The statue they have out front of CERN is the statue of Shiva, the god of destruction, which is an odd choice for a scientific building. You know, if it's all about atoms and smashing matter to try to find dark matter, why aren't they having a statue of an atom out front? Why is it the god of destruction? And I've seen videos and pictures of very satanic looking rituals in front of that statue, which could only be from people in CERN, because I don't think a place like CERN is going to have lax security where anybody could get there. And I know there are some people who say, well, that kind of stuff could be faked, and true. That's why you always look for anything else to back up that idea that it is somehow satanically involved. And there is. The Gothard Tunnels in Switzerland is also owned by CERN. And they did a huge opening ceremony that the world watched. It's on video. You can pull it up on YouTube. And it's laced with very bizarre, evil, satanic imagery. Same company. So I do believe there's a lot of satanic involvement with that. But the other aspect of all of that with this Aleister Crowley piece that really struck me is the dates on which Aleister Crowley was possessed by this demon that told him about that veil being broken. The dates that he was possessed is April 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's pretty fascinating to me. So I put that all together again with Revelation 12:9, Luke 21:26. I've always said it. You either believe the Bible or you don't. I do. The Bible tells us this stuff is coming. The Bible tells us that when that rapture happens, the heavens will open up like a scroll. Sounds like portals to me. And I do believe that there is some truth with all of this satanic stuff happening, and the fact that it's all lining up on April 8th is quite fascinating. There is a lot of satanic behavior on this planet. In fact, Satanism is one of the fastest growing religions right now out there. So all of this is to say that I do believe that something may either happen tomorrow or something is going to begin tomorrow. Now, there is a pattern in the Bible of the number 40, 40 days or 40 years after a warning, then something happens. So if that's the case, then you have to look at 40 days after tomorrow, which is, I think, May 18th. Hopefully we'll be out of here when that happens. So just be careful. We are not appointed to wrath, nor is our God the God of fear and confusion. That belongs to the other side, not us. So good to know this stuff, good to be aware of this stuff. But my strongest suggestion, what I'm going to do, keep my eyes on Jesus, keep my head in the Bible. I'm going to keep these prayers all around me. And I'm going to look up, not for the eclipse, not for the portals. I'm looking up for Jesus. And I do believe that he's coming a lot sooner than anybody thinks. So I love you guys. Stay safe. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because Jesus is coming.